With more on the Middle East talks here in Washington this week, we're joined by Daniel Pipes. He is the director of the Middle East Forum, joining us from Stanford University, where he is serving as a visiting fellow this week. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Will these talks be successful?
If you mean by successful, leading to a signed agreement, possibly. If you mean by successful, ending the conflict, no, no chance at all.
Why is that?
Because the premises are not there. Both sides still have ambitions that conflict. They're deep and long-lasting, and I don't see that any negotiations in next year could possibly fold those ambitions into a mutual acceptance, and it's just not in the cards.
Are the dynamics different in light of the president's speech last night and the transfer of authority in Iraq today?
I don't think the Iraqi situation is too much related to this. This has its own dynamic. I think what we see is once again an American administration putting great emphasis on Israeli-Palestinian relations on the premise that this is critical for American foreign policy goals in the Middle East. I don't happen to agree with that premise, but it's a very powerful one that has moved both Democratic and Republican administrations to see Israeli-Palestinian relations as absolutely critical and to give them enormous focus and attention.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has a piece this morning in the New York Times saying psychology is the big hurdle in the Mideast talks. And he concluded by saying that he appeals to all sides to make this new round of negotiations one that succeeds. In your mind, what would it take to succeed long term, a lasting peace in the Middle East?
I think the key to a lasting peace between Palestinians and Israelis is that a substantial body of Palestinians accept the permanent existence of a Jewish state. I see that number is about 20% now. I think it has to grow to be 50, 60, 70%. When it reaches that, then we've got something real.
And what would it take to get to that point?
It would take Palestinians giving up on the idea that they can get rid of the Israeli state. I mean, poll after poll shows most Palestinians do believe that Israel's transient and can be eliminated in some fashion. I think the key is to get Palestinians to realize that it's there, it's permanent, it's tough, there's nothing they can do about it. Might as well just live alongside it and build their own economy, policy, polity, culture, and society.
As you know, it's taken many months for the Obama administration to get to this point, but past presidents, Clinton and Bush, have tried on various occasions. Why has it failed?
Well, it's been very fascinating to see the evolution of the Obama administration policy over the last year and a half, because basically it came to office with an intent to have a fight with Israel, and push Israel, force Israel. It tried that on two separate occasions in 2009 and then again this year, and it failed completely. So what we're seeing now is a reversion to a very different approach, to, let's say, a George W. Bush-like approach of working with the Israelis and taking into close account what the Israeli aspirations and fears are. So a tremendously dramatic reversal of policy by the Obama administration that took place as marked by the meeting between Obama and Netanyahu in early July.
And does Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas negotiate from a position of strength, or is he a weakened partner in this process?
It's hard to imagine how Abbas could be weaker than he is. First, he doesn't control more than half of the Palestinian population, which lives in Gaza. Secondly, he doesn't have an official term. His term ended in January of 2009. Third, the polls show that he is unpopular in the West Bank. Fourth, he doesn't have a writ that reaches very far in the West Bank. Finally, he's seen basically and is basically a creature of the Israelis and the Americans and the international community. He doesn't really have independent authority. So in addition to the other problems, there's this weakness on his part. Who exactly does he speak for?
So if you're not optimistic about these talks, what would it take for you personally to change your opinion going forward?
Well, as I indicated, I think Palestinians changing their mind and saying, you know, Israel's here, it's permanent, let's work around it, would be the key change. When that happens, and I'm optimistic, and I think the Palestinians can achieve great things, until they have their sights set on Israel and want to get rid of Israel, don't want Israel to exist, I don't think much can happen. That's positive.
Dr. Daniel Pipes is the director of the Middle East Forum. He's joining us from Stanford University, where he is serving as a visiting fellow. Thanks, as always, for your time here on C-SPAN.
Thanks so much.